USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing the news to members of Parliament.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Yeah.
The co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, now charged with computer hacking by the United States. The Justice Department charges connected to the WikiLeaks release of classified documents from former Army Private Chelsea Manning. Assange was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S. in London this morning for violating U.K. bail conditions. He'd been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 7 years. Police arresting the son of a sheriff's deputy in connection with a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana. Reports say 21-year-old Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
A dozen states in the central U.S. are under warnings or advisories because of another bomb cyclone that's bringing a lot of snow with it, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
The eastern Dakotas into western Minnesota, that looks like the area that's going to have the bullseye, if you will, of likely total accumulations of 2 feet or more.
The storm also bringing wind gusts of 60 and 70 miles an hour. Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti may soon face a mountain of new charges. In Los Angeles, the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels is expected to be hit with a 36-count indictment by a federal grand jury today. Already arrested in L.A. 2 weeks ago on the charges, quickly denied wrongdoing. He was arrested in New York for an alleged plot to extort money from Nike. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is under arrest and out of power after a military coup in Sudan. The Masters Tournament is underway, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The deadline was Tuesday, so it was already pretty clear that the Treasury Department was not going to meet the deadline set by Democrats to turn over President Trump's tax returns, but now it's kind of official. The Democratic chairman of House Ways and Means Committee demanding the IRS give him 6 years of Trump's personal tax returns, as well as returns from several Trump-linked organizations, by Tuesday. Now, last night, a letter came from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in which he said the request is not routine and raises concerns of congressional overreach. Mnuchin says his department will continue to consult with the Department of Justice about it. Authorities in the Dominican Republic confirming they have found the bodies of a New York couple who went missing on March 27th. Investigators believe Portia Ravenel and her boyfriend Orlando Moore of Mount Vernon were involved in a car crash after checking out of their hotel. Ravenel initially survived the crash but was found unconscious on the side of the road without any ID. She died in a hospital on April 4th. Moore's remains were found in the water not far from where their rental car was found submerged. And Israel is planning to make history today as a small Israeli spacecraft is to touch down on the moon in what would be the first privately funded mission ever to land on the moon. It's supposed to touch down in the Sea of Serenity between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.